Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address BJP workers Mahakumbh in Bhopal this morning. Prime Minister to also participate in Parivartan Sankalp Mahasabha in Jaipur, Rajasthan today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate Bharat Drone Shakti 2023 at Hindon Air Base in Ghaziabad today. C-295 transport aircraft to also be included into the Indian Air Force. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds bilateral meetings with his counterparts from Mexico, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Armenia in New York. India bags gold medal in men's 10-meter air rifle event at Asian Games in Hangzhou. And in cricket, India beat Australia by 99 runs in the second ODI to take an unassailable 2-0 lead in the three-match series. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the BJP workers Mahakumbh today in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. The program has been organized at the Jambore Ground in Bhopal on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay. Our correspondent shares the details.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also be felicitated by women for the Nali Shakti Vandan Act during the Karyakarta Mahakumbh in Bhopal. On this occasion, Jan Ashirwad Yatras of Madhya Pradesh BJP will also conclude. These five yatras taken out from all the major areas of state collectively covered a distance of 10,800 kilometers, and more than 1 crore people were contacted during these yatras. Along with these yatras, a membership campaign named Madhya Pradesh Ke Man Mein Modi was also conducted, and more than 25 lakh new members were registered. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Prime Minister Modi will address a public meeting, Parivartan Sankalp Mahasabha, in Jaipur, Rajasthan today. This public meeting is being organized on the occasion of the conclusion of Parivartan Sankalp Yatras taken out by BJP in the state. BJP has made special preparations for this meeting to be organized in Dadia village near Jaipur city. The Prime Minister is scheduled to reach Jaipur at around 1 in the afternoon. Before addressing the rally, the Prime Minister will also pay tribute to Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay on his birth anniversary at Dhankia village near Jaipur. We have more from our correspondent.
With the objective of change of power in the state, Bharatiya Janata Party has taken out 4 Parivartan Yatras from all 4 directions of the state. These yatras have covered all the 200 assembly seats of the state, covering a distance of 9,000 kilometers. On the occasion of conclusion of these yatras, Parivartan Sankalp Mahasabha is being organized today, which will be addressed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A large number of women will participate in this rally. Women will handle all the arrangements from stage to the pandal. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the Bharat Drone Shakti 2023 at the Indian Air Force Air Base in Hindon, Ghaziabad, Uttar Pradesh today. Indian Air Force and Drone Federation of India are co-hosting the event. During the program, the minister will formally induct the C-295 transport aircraft into the Indian Air Force. India has formalized the acquisition of 56 Airbus C-295 aircraft to replace the Indian Air Force AVRO fleet. The acquisition of 56 C-295 aircraft will boost the Make in India initiatives. More from our correspondent.
The two-day Bharat Drone Shakti will present the prowess of the Indian drone industry at full capacity with over 50-plus live aerial demonstrations. It will showcase survey drones, agriculture drones, fire suppression drones and tactical surveillance drones. The event will witness participation from more than 75 drone startups and corporates. The Bharat Drone Shakti event is expected to attract around 5,000 attendees, including representatives from central government, state departments, public and private industries, armed forces, paramilitary forces, and representatives from friendly countries. Bharat Drone Shakti will give a fillip to India's commitment to becoming a global drone hub by 2030. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Department of Public Enterprises will organize the two-day CPSE's Roundtable and Exhibition 2023 in New Delhi today. The exhibition will showcase contributions of central public sector enterprises through their corporate social responsibility activities towards strengthening public health, nutrition, education and sports. Akhil Bharatiya Vanvasi Kalyan Ashram has praised the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam passed by the Parliament, which seeks to reserve 33% seats for women in Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, the president of Akhil Bharatiya Vanvasi Kalyan Ashram, Ramachandra Karadi, highlighted the impact of Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam on tribal women. He said, in this bill, there is a provision for a separate reservation for scheduled tribe women, which will accommodate a good representation of tribal women in parliament and assemblies of various states. Mr. Ramachandra said that the increased representation of women will speed up the development process of the tribal society as a whole.
महिलाओं को जो अवसर आरक्षण का मिलेगा वो बहुत ही उत्साहजनक है क्योंकि भारत की महिलाओं ने बहुत लंबा संघर्ष किया है इस उपलब्धि को पाने के लिए और जनजाति समाज को जब विकास की शुरुआत में ही ये चीज मिल रही है तो उस समाज की महिलाएं आगे बढ़ेगी उनकी आवाज बुलंद होगी तो पूरे समाज में महिला शिक्षा और जनजाति समाज में अपने अधिकारों के लिए संघर्ष करने की एक नई शक्ति का विकास होगा.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. Health and Family Welfare Ministry and National Health Authority will organize the two-day event Arogya Manthan in New Delhi beginning today. The two-day event aims to celebrate the completion of 5 years of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and 2 years of Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. Union Health Ministry said the event will be filled with insightful discussions and deliberations on challenges, trends and the best practices related to these schemes. Union Minister for Civil Aviation Jyotiraditya Scindia inaugurated the new terminal building at Tezu Airport in Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the minister termed Arunachal Pradesh as the future gateway of Bharat, where horticultural exports are poised to flourish. He said presently the region's fruits are reaching destinations as far as Germany, London and Singapore. The Civil Aviation Minister further announced that Itanagar will soon be connected to Roopsi, Jorhat and Delhi under the Udaan 5 scheme of the Government of India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held separate bilateral meetings with his counterparts from Mexico, Bosnia and Herzegovina and Armenia on the sidelines of the high-level UN General Assembly session in New York. In a social media post, he said it was a pleasure to meet Alicia Barcina Ibarra, Secretary of Foreign Affairs of Mexico. Dr. Jaishankar added to discuss taking forward their privileged partnership focusing on business, science and technology, education, economy and traditional medicine. They also exchanged views on the reforming multilateralism and their work together in G20. Dr. Jaishankar also met the Foreign Minister of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Elmedin Konakovic, and discuss growing bilateral ties with a focus on trade and economy. He also met with Armenian counterpart Ararat Mirzoyan and appreciated his sharing assessment of the current situation in the Caucasus. Dr. Jaishankar is in New York to attend the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly. He will address the high-level session of the UNGA tomorrow. France has said that it will pull its soldiers out of Niger following a July coup in the West African country. French President Emmanuel Macron said 1,500 troops would withdraw by the end of the year. France's exit comes after weeks of pressure from the junta and demonstrations. The French president has refused to recognize the junta as Niger's legitimate authority, but said Paris would coordinate troop withdrawal with the coup leaders. India has secured 6 medals, 1 gold, 3 silver and 2 bronze in the Asian Games at Hangzhou in China so far. Indian trio Rudraksh Patil, Divyang Pawar and Ashwari Tomar clinched gold in the men's 10-meter air rifle event today. Yesterday, India won its first medal in shooting as the trio of Ramita Jindal, Mehuli Ghosh and Ashi Choksi earned a silver in the women's 10-meter air rifle event. Shortly after the first medal, Indian duo Arjun Lal Jatt and Arvind Singh won a silver in the men's lightweight double sculls in the rowing discipline. Rowing fetched India further medals, with the men's A team adding another silver, while Babulal Yadav and Lekh Ram secured bronze in the men's pair. In the women's 10-meter air rifle final, India's Ramita won a bronze medal, taking the overall tally up to 5. The Indian women's cricket team also confirmed a silver medal by outclassing Bangladesh by 8 wickets in the semi-final. The women's cricket team will now lock horns with Sri Lanka in the gold medal match today from 11:30 a.m. IST. Apart from cricket, Indian shooters and Indian rowing contingent will be in action to hunt for more medals. In men's cricket, India defeated Australia by 99 runs by the Duckworth-Lewis method in the rain-interrupted second ODI to take an unassailable 2-0 lead in the three-match series in Indore last night. Earlier, the target was revised to 317 in 33 overs for Australia in the match. Put into bat, the hosts posted 399 for 5 in stipulated 50 overs with the help of centuries from Shubman Gill and Shreyas Iyer and half centuries from KL Rahul and Surya Kumar Yadav. Australia were all out for 217 runs in 28.2 overs. For India, Ravichandran Ashwin and Ravindra Jadeja took 3 wickets each. In Jharkhand, people are celebrating Karma Puja, one of the most popular festivals related to harvest, worship of nature, bond between brother and sister, and tribute to Karam tree. During the festival, the branch of the Karam tree is carried by the Karma dancers, accompanied by singing and dancing. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Tonight at 9:30 p.m. will bring an insightful discussion on the topic of PM Vishwakarma Yojana with Dr. Rajneesh, Additional Secretary and Development Commissioner, MSME. Due to the overwhelming response received to our program on last Monday about the recently launched Vishwakarma scheme, we are repeating the topic for discussion this week too. During the program, listeners can ask questions to our expert about various aspects of the PM Vishwakarma scheme, including eligibility, registration procedures, government support for traditional crafts, marketing, credit support, and any related queries. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2371-7106 and 011-233-1444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. Stay tuned to Akashwani FM Gold Channel and additional frequencies for this captivating live broadcast. Additionally, you can access the program on our website newsonair.gov.in and on our YouTube channel NewsOnAIR Official. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Nishith. Modi flags off 9 Vande Bharats across 11 states is the top story in Hindustan Times. India-Mideast-EU corridor will be the basis of future world trade, says PM Modi, according to the front page story in the Asian Age. Centre moves to cancel OCI cards of pro-Khalistani activists, headlines the Tribune. 3 new criminal law bills have flavour of Indian soil, says Amit Shah, according to a report in the Statesman. A 5-star start for India at Hongshu is the box item story in the Times of India, as India bags 5 medals on day 1 of the Asian Games. U.S. looks to dial down tension as Jay Shankar takes swipe at Trudeau is the cover page story in the Indian Express. NSE plans longer F&O trading hours, says the Economic Times. And finally, pulse prices may shoot up due to ongoing standoff between India and Canada, says a report in the Pioneer. With that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address BJP workers Mahakumbh in Bhopal this morning. Prime Minister to also to participate in Parivartan Sankalp Mahasabha in Jaipur, Rajasthan today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate Bharat Drone Shakti 2023 at Hindon Air Base in Ghaziabad today. C-295 transport aircraft to be also inducted into the Indian Air Force. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds bilateral meetings with his counterparts from Mexico, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Armenia in New York. India bags gold medal in the men's 10-meter air rifle event at Asian Games in Hangzhou. And in cricket, India beat Australia by 99 runs in the second ODI to take an unassailable 2-0 lead in the three-match series. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.